You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions. Thank you for joining me today. He who hates is in darkness is the title of this devotion. I find this for myself actually such a powerful scripture because I went through a season in my life where hate was came to me. I haven't experienced that for longer than I can ever remember. However, you have moments of upsetness. But hating is where you harbor such an offense that it turns into evil, malice, and wickedness. And so, I mean, that scripture, he who hates is in darkness, was living in my heart here. It says in verse 8, what verse is it? Yeah, verse 8 to 9. Again, a new commandment I write to you, 1 John chapter 2, verse 8. Which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. When there is real malice of heart against somebody, we're entertaining darkness. And I think that it is absolutely important for us to be able to say, no, I'm not of the darkness. I'm a child of the light. I've been born of God. No, I will not go to the darkness. The darkness is not always obvious. Without the scripture and without the spirit in us, we would stumble without realizing what we were stumbling over. And we'll talk about that some more later this week. But take, for example, and this has really helped me, Ephesians chapter 5. We'll start reading at verse 1. Listen to this. Now, therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. Walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication, that's the word pornography, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among us as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. Listen now. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. Yes. When you walk in the light, the Holy Spirit is there consistently lighting your innermost being with the nature and character of Jesus Christ, which is shown in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what's acceptable to the Lord and having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is even shameful to speak of those things that are done by them in secret. But all things are exposed and are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, O you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Christ is the light. It's what it says in John chapter 1, verse 3 or 4. It says, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. And that light of Christ's life, my friends, needs to have such dominance of our innermost being that it repels anything that would want to contradict it. Hate is of the nature of darkness. Love, goodness, kindness is of the nature of light. And if hate comes to you, see, I had hate come to me. And you could call it anything you like. You could say, well, that was an evil spirit, Pastor. And probably so. Well, that was your own heart, Pastor, being offended. Probably so. Any way you want to put it, it's okay with me. I haven't got that all figured out, and that to me is not an answer. All I can tell you is hate was coming, and instantly from within me, this scripture comes. He who hates is yet in darkness. So I would say, no, thank you, Father, I'm in the light. I'm born of the light. I'm a child of the light. I begin to pray like that out of Ephesians 5 and lift my hands, and the hate would go away. And then it would come back some other time. And it would go away when I would do this. And that, I went through that for a season. See, there are forces of darkness, the Bible says in Colossians 1:14. We who have been delivered from the power of darkness and who have been conferred or transferred into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Power of darkness. Hate is a power of darkness. It's a power, and it wants to control you until it owns you and you embody it and you represent it. But that is the forces of darkness and evil to hate. And it's the force of God to love, because God is love. And so when you know this, then you go, no, no. See, as you live in the light, you can recognize what is of the dark. But if you don't know the light, then you can't see it. So people who hate are yet in darkness. They entertain the forces of darkness that allows them to make excuses. Oh, if you know what they did to me, if you knew how they treated me, and on and on and on. But folks, they are maybe getting on with life and having no thought that you have all these horrible feelings and all these dark feelings. You're making yourself the victim of evil and darkness. Don't ever do it. I won't. Virginia won't. We don't do it. Nope. No, we're children of the light. We're born of God, and we are not allowing our hearts to be overcome with evil, but we overcome evil with good by continuing to love, continuing to bless. We encourage each other in it when sometimes it can be tough, or when sometimes people don't realize the pressures they maybe cause. We cover it in love. We believe the best. We keep blessing. We keep loving. We keep giving. We keep just living in this love and in this life and enjoying this love together. And I tell you, it may come knocking, but we overcome it. And so I want to take you for a moment here to Genesis chapter 4. We reread about the two sons of Adam and Eve called Cain and Abel. And it says, in the course of time, it came to pass that both sons brought an offering to the Lord. Abel, who was a shepherd, took of the first of the flock, the firstborn of the flock, and offered that lamb to the Lord. And he was found well-pleasing to God, as God bore witness of his offering. But Cain, who was a farmer, brought up the fruit of the ground, and God did not bear witness of his offering. And then it says this in Genesis 4, verse 6. So the Lord, let's read verse 5. But he did not respect Cain and his offering, and Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. God is saying, you can see in your brother what is the right way to live before me. Come on, do what's right and you'll find the same favor he's enjoying with me is yours. But Cain would not do it. What held him back from doing it? He yielded to the hate that he allowed in his heart against his brother, that his brother was blessed rather than him. It is a marvel. You see people blessed and you think that should encourage you to want to be blessed. And all of us can be blessed. God is not a respecter of persons. Cain could have just said, yes, Lord, and went and got himself a lamb and offered it to the Lord. And the favor and blessing of the Lord would have been so great that he would have been able to celebrate it together with his younger brother Abel. But he would not do it. He yielded himself to the hate in his heart instead of to the Lord. Folks, it can honestly be that real for each and every one of us to choose to love instead of hate. It's kind of like what Moses said to Israel, I place before your life and death, blessings and curse. Choose this day, choose life, choose blessings. But the people refused. It is unimaginable that you have a choice. And you don't take it when God is there encouraging you to take it. And here we could see that Cain refused to do what's right in God's sight and allowed that hate to fester in him to the point that he killed his own brother. He killed his own brother. You can never allow hate to fester. Never, no matter what people have done to you, come to the cross. Come to the cross where Jesus paid for it all and bore the punishment. When you go and know they have to pay for what they did, and what they did was evil, and you are right. What probably happened was evil, it was wrong, and that's why the death of Christ was so grueling, so that he could show you, I've paid for it. I've paid for it. Come and find freedom from this hate by looking to me, who suffered to pay for your freedom. You see, that is the power of Jesus. He bought your freedom from that hate. He bought your freedom from that offense, that terrible anger that is deeply rooted within you and keeps on pushing and pulling, pushing for justice. Justice, my dear friends, your justice was served on Calvary's cross, where Jesus Christ, who was innocent, bore the wrath of God and bore all the punishment against all those sins that maybe offend you. And you can find freedom from that hate and freedom from any of that offense and anger when your heart is clean. It's amazing what God can do. Go with me to Genesis chapter 33. I've got to move on, otherwise it gets too late. Listen to this. Now Jacob lifted his eyes and looked. Okay, let me put you in the picture here before I read this. It says in chapter 27, let me go there to chapter 27, verse 41. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, that's right. Esau hated and he said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will kill my brother Jacob. Do you see how if you, like Cain and like Esau, allow hate to fester within you, it will introduce you to depths of darkness that you may have never thought you would ever be able to go to. Now, 21 years pass. Okay, from this point to this, 21 years pass. And Jacob had it changed in his life because he needed a lot to learn. And now he is told by the Lord to go back. And he's on his way back to the land where his brother is, right? And his brother hears that Jacob is coming, and with 400 men on horses. Can you imagine what that would have looked like to see 400 men on horses, 400 horses coming with that hate? And Jacob was terrified of it. So he set himself before the Lord, praying and praying and praying and praying and crying and praying all night. Praise God when you have the Lord to help fight your battles for you. And there he invoked that the Lord would come and help him. And then he sent gifts to his brother, some 600 plus animals as gifts in little groups. And he sent these animals as gifts to his brother ahead of him. Then he came, and here comes his brother with his 400 horses. How frightening. And look what Jacob did. Now Jacob lifted his eyes, chapter 33 of Genesis, and looked, and there Esau was coming, and with him were 400 men. So he divided the children of Leah, Rachel, and the two maidservants, and he put the maidservants and their children in front, Leah and her children, and Rachel behind. And then he crossed over before them. Yes, he crossed over before them. And listen now. And bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. But Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. So what's the point here? Jacob didn't have that hate. Jacob had humility. He had found it over time in his heart. And with that humility, he bowed himself and blessed. He bowed himself and blessed. He bowed himself and blessed. He kept bowing and blessing, until that humility and grace overcame that evil and mastered it by the help of God. Friends, if we keep bowing our hearts and blessing, good will overcome evil. Love will overcome hate. Light will overcome darkness. Mercy will overcome judgment. I really believe in this with all my heart. And out of Jacob, which is a beautiful story, if you see how that worked, you see, you could see the spirit of faith in Leah, his first wife, out of which you have Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. There were others who followed, but those were the four which send a message to all humanity, because Reuben means look, a son. Simeon means hear him. Levi means be attached to him. And Judah means worship him, which is the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Look, my son, hear him, be attached to him and worship him. It's the gospel right there. And that came through Leah. But then Rachel didn't have that spirit of faith we see in Leah. And Leah and Rachel suffered horrifically because of that, that she could not break free from her barrenness and said to her husband, give me a son, lest I die. And there Jacob was laboring and laboring and laboring in the spirit. And out of that labor, like his father with Sarah's barrenness, came forth a child by spirit of faith. And he called his name Joseph. And Joseph is one of the most beautiful examples of Jesus Christ. And it says in chapter 45, I've got to finish, listen to this, that Joseph revealed himself to his brothers. Then Joseph, chapter 45, Genesis, verse 1, could not restrain himself before all those who stood by him. And he cried out, make everyone go out from me. So no one stood with him while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard it. And Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. I am Joseph. Does my father still live? And his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence. And Joseph said to his brothers, "Please come near me." So they came near, and he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. God sent me before you to preserve posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh and Lord over the house, over his house, and ruler throughout the land of Egypt." And you see Christ in it. And friends, that is the spirit that rules over darkness. This spirit that rules over hate. And I trust that the Holy Spirit so guards your hearts and mind that you will never entertain hate, but that you will entertain mercy and allow it to so be in all of you, so that if you ever have to suffer, that suffering will be like the sweet fragrance of Christ trusting and relying upon the Father, like we also see in Joseph and in Jacob. Amen. Have a good day.